from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
All right, baby, it's time for a little Friday vibe check at 412-928-9370. We did this last year. People called. We had fun. We like to keep it fun and loose on a Friday, as if we're rigid and unfun on other days. How you feeling about Steelers-Falcons? Early look, 412-928-9370. And we got this going, too. Let's say Russ Wilson, who was limited in practice yesterday, doesn't start for the Steelers on Sunday, and Justin Fields plays well and they win. What are you doing at quarterback in week two? 412-928-9370. And we like to remind you that the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth here, Doran. If Russell Wilson's not 100%, you start Fields. I think Fields at 100% gives you a better chance to win than a Russ who's less than 100%. But if Russ is good enough to play, are you following?
Mm-hmm.
You think the people are following?
Mm-hmm.
If Russ is good enough to play, presumably he'll be healthy. I think they win. If Justin Fields plays, I think they lose.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370.
I think they win either way. If Russ is healthy enough to play, I think they win. If Russ isn't healthy enough to play and Fields does play, I still think that they win. And it would look completely different.
Mm-hmm.
If Russ plays and they win, people be like, yes, the Steelers won. If Fields plays and they win, they'd be like, oh my goodness, look at that offense. The Steelers won. Let's go. We got to play Fields. I think they'll be very underwhelmed with Russ, but they'll win, so people will be happy, but they'll be very overwhelmed with Justin, with Fields,
mm-hmm.
whenever he's the quarterback.
I am picking up what you're putting down, because you could see with Russ it looking like last year on steroids, just a better player at the position.
Mm-hmm.
If they win with Fields, it's going to look unlike anything we've seen.
It was like a college offense.
Yeah, it should.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't seen that since Cordell.
Right.
I mean, they had Dennis Dixon for a game against Vic. The Ravens, Vic for a little bit, and they didn't really structure the offense for Vic. He just did what Vic does. Play breaks down. Oh, I'm short. Can't see. Boop. See ya. It's going to look different if it's Fields.
It'll look like the Baltimore Ravens last night.
I think they'll do a lot of RPO stuff.
But like a JV version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Like Lamar had 100 plus 122 yards rushing. Justin Fields will probably have like 70. You know, Najee Harris will have his 65 yards rushing and a touchdown. It's going to look exactly like it.
You can absolutely frame it that the best thing for the Steelers franchise, not to get too dramatic here, is for Justin Fields to come and blow their socks off never relinquish, right?
No doubt.
Come in, be the guy, and you go, holy cow. Like, this dude's ready for prime time. And now we've got our cat. Sorry, Russ, you couldn't stay healthy. Man, it was always nationally going to be a debate after every game this year. Who's the better Steelers quarterback? Who should start on Sunday? And probably less so locally. Because of Russ's calf, that thing can be an issue all year long. We talked about that already. You're a football guy. You played in the league for 6 years. You played your entire life. You get that. You know he's old. The calf, that ain't going away. We're going to have those questions all season long now. And it stinks for Russ, but the best thing for the franchise is if Fields comes in and kicks absolute ass.
If this is legitimate, and it is, if this time is legitimate, where it tightened up again, do you want to run the risk of this happening a few times during the season? Do you want to take care of it now before the season starts? Like, do you want to have to go back and forth throughout the season?
That's why I think you need to be cautious with Russ here. I think you need to protect him at all costs because he's not going to be able to protect himself out there. You know, we saw what happened with Joe Burrow last season. They did not protect him. He tweaks the calf and then bang, it turns into this massive deal. They protected Russ and it's come back even though they treated him with kid gloves and with bubble wrap.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I were Mike Tom, and I've already said I feel like Fields has a better chance of losing the game than Russ would at 100%, I'm still, if it's me, playing Justin Fields in the game to protect Russell Wilson and make sure that tightness doesn't turn into breaking news, Adam Schefter, season-ending injury for Russell Wilson. What do the people think, Doran? 412-928-9370. As he often does, Troy in Mount Washington leads things off. Hello, Troy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Excellent.
Couple things here. First, the vibe check is I'm just nervous. I'm just a little uneasy right now. I want to see Russell Wilson. I don't really want to see Justin Fields. And a couple things I just want to touch on that you guys said. The short-term IR for Russ, I don't like that at all, especially early in the season with a quarterback that's going to be taking more hits than Russ will actually take. We're talking about protecting Russ, but really when we get into the game, we got to worry about protecting Justin. He's going to be running the ball, and if Justin Fields gets hurt with Russ on a short-term IR, oh my goodness, what are we going
to
do?
Okay, but if Russ has to go in there as an emergency quarterback and he's still battling the injury and then he pops his calf, then you're out two quarterbacks.
Well, if Justin Fields is going to get hurt, he's going to get hurt. He's going to be out for a while. I just don't believe. I don't even think that if Justin Fields plays, we're a top five, option attack type read option team. I just think there's other teams out there that run the read option better than us. We're the Dr. Thunder version.
Know that yet, Troy. And thank you so much for the call as always, buddy. We just don't know that yet. We haven't seen Justin Fields unleashed with Arthur Smith. We have not seen it. We've seen a little bit in the preseason, but we saw last year that don't mean anything.
Nope.
A lot of people have had eyes on it at training camp, but you're also not allowed to put your hands on a quarterback. So we don't really know. I understand Troy's point. Like, you could make Russ inactive and not put him on IR, and then that way, if something would happen to Justin Fields, then you can turn to Russ in a subsequent game and you haven't hamstrung yourself. I do get that.
But the psychological approach to that, though.
And you're always running that risk. So I understand where you're coming from, too. Okay, let's say Russ starts. I love all these hypotheticals. Yeah. There are a million of them now.
A million.
Let's say Russ starts. Clearly can't move. Clearly not right. Clearly not at his best. You got to have a quick hook, right?
Yes.
I would think.
Yes.
Like, if he plays a quarter and you're not moving the ball.
Because it's only a matter of time.
Yeah. And you can't get outside the pocket and you're getting hit because, let's face it, if he's playing, he's going to get hit. This is not an offensive line that's a finished product. If they ain't moving it, if he ain't looking good, I think you make that hook. You go to the bullpen. Rowdy Tellez, you available? No. You make that move real fast for Justin Fields. Because you should at least feel confident in your backup quarterback because he played so much in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
So, just because Russ might start, for me at least, doesn't mean that he's definitely going to finish. If it ain't looking right, and you're not moving the ball, and he looks like he's going to hurt himself, you yank him right quick.
It's just, all it takes is one plant. You know, whenever your calf, and whenever those tendons get tight like that, and you've been dealing with those issues, I mean, he could just three-step drop, put his foot in the ground, and You know, I mean, that's all it takes. It's not like a shoulder injury where if you fall on it, oh my gosh, that is just the most excruciating pain. All right, let me get up. Help me up. Help me up. Okay, I can get back in there. It doesn't take much. If this is, you know, this is the second time now.
Yeah, and that's why it's so the verbiage that they've used, it doesn't sound as bad as it actually is. Calf tightness. Well, everyone's got calf tightness. We're all old. Okay. When you're 35 and you're a professional athlete, and like you said, Doran, and you put that thing in the turf and you uncork a deep ball or something like that, or you're trying to drive one in tight coverage, something like that, you're pushing off that. That thing could pop.
Mm-hmm.
That thing can absolutely pop.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you want to risk that of him being out for the whole season, or do you want to be extra cautious and sit him down and make sure it's right and roll with the reason why you got two quarterbacks in the first place?
That's why I'm thinking.
This is why you got both guys.
Yep.
For situations like this.
Yep. I am leaning pretty heavily towards, and again, we're not going to find out till about 1 p.m. today. I'm leaning pretty heavily towards they're going to play Fields in this game. They protected Russ all training camp long, and he is not a young man. And like you said, you are one cut away from season being over. I don't think you want to risk that, even if you do have faith in Justin Fields. What are you shaking your head?
I just don't have a good feeling about Russ. Like if it's legit, which I mean, I could see both ways, but if it's legit, like it's. Like, you have to be cautious because, I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers last year.
Right. And, buddy, even if he's held, even if they say they looked at him yesterday, we feel okay, we feel like he's not going to re-injure himself, he hasn't played a down of real football for the Steelers and has now been hurt twice. This is a guy who's been very durable his entire career. But when you get old, it happens. It goes. And this might be the Russ you get. Like, even if he plays, he might play well. But I think we're seeing the effects of age right now on Russell Wilson twice already with no real football. That's not a good sign at all. So how about that vibe check at 412-928-9370? How are you feeling about the quarterback situation? How are you feeling about the game at large? 412-928-9370. We'd really love your calls. If you can't get to your phone, you want to tweet, you can. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll talk to you a little.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A little bit more. We spend all this time talking about quarterbacks, Doran, and we're doing vibe check here on a Friday. We're going to do it every Friday at 7 at 412-928-9370. I could see a scenario where the Steelers' defense absolutely poops all over the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just overwhelm them with their talent, and TJ Watt goes crazy, and Patrick Queen is all over the field. Boy, did they not miss him last night in Baltimore?
Yes, they sure did.
I thought that was a gaping hole for them. And Roquan Smith's a really good player. I think they really missed Patrick Queen.
Yes.
And it has me giddy about what he could do in a Steelers uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Just running all over the place.
Yeah, fantastic.
Busting heads.
A lot smaller in person than I thought.
Patrick Queen?
Mm-hmm. Not that that matters. But
smaller than you?
Yeah.
Bigger than me?
Yeah.
Where's he on the callus scale?
Way smaller.
Derek in Pittsburgh next up for a vibe check. Good morning, Derek.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Terrific.
I just want to say first, I feel bad for Callis because I did the same thing with the same kind of bet. I bet Travis, Kelce, Bryce, and Derek Henry to score a touchdown, and that didn't even happen at all.
Don't you love it, Derek, that you're one game in and you're already a loser? Because that's how I feel.
Well, especially when Derrick Henry scores one on the second drive, so you're feeling pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
What else you got for us?
Yeah, here's the scenario that you like hypothetical. What happens if we do start Justin Fields and say, like, it's the third quarter and he gets blindsided and he gets injured? Then what do we do?
Yeah, you do wonder. It's a great question, Derek, and thank you for the call. You do wonder, like, if Russ doesn't start, do they consider him healthy enough to be the backup, or would it be the Kyle Allen show? I've seen him do it wonky ways in the past. You know, Ben came in and won a game as a relief pitcher when Landry Jones got hurt once. Ben was healthy enough to play. Landry Jones, they started him at quarterback. Landry gets hurt. Ben goes in, throws for 300 yards. So they've done it before. I could see them saying, we're going to be careful with Russ. He's not starting, but he'll be the backup quarterback. Wonky as that is.
I think in this situation, yeah. If he's limited, if he was out in practice yesterday and he was out today, then he wouldn't get a hat. But I think he's going to get a hat regardless.
You know what I don't know? And if I've missed this, and I don't think I did because you read everything, you hear everything, but you can text us 412-928-9370. Was his calf tight, and so they kept him limited in practice, or did his calf get tight in practice, so then he got limited? Because I think there's a big difference there.
Right.
Like, if he woke up and, my calf feels weird, but I'm still going to go out there and practice.
I would believe that it was before practice.
If that's the case, he probably will play then. Right. Not to yo-yo on this thing.
That's kind of why, like, is your calf tight? Because he was probably in there before practice getting treatment. I'm just not really feeling well. Or are you feeling well today? It's a little tight. Oh, write it down. It's a little tight.
Okay.
We're going to limit him today, and then it'll show up on the report. Then that gives the Falcons something to prepare for.
A little extra thing to consider.
Right.
You know what would feel really good, I think? Calf massage.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I do it to myself.
Do you?
Yeah.
You have calves?
It's mostly skin.
You have calves.
I have skin.
You have skin?
I have the
skin and hair.
Yep. A little bit of bone.
Tortoise in the hair.
I do have the world's skinniest legs.
Yeah.
Skinniest legs.
Yeah.
There was some dude at the Ole Miss game walking around with a vintage Ole Miss shirt, and this picture went viral. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. He had jean shorts on. Converse. He looked cool as hell. And I look at my wife, I say, next up V game. Can I pull that off? She goes, honey. You ain't got the legs. Ain't that the truth? If someone wants to give me a leg skin massage, I probably shouldn't offer that up on the radio. Maybe Angela from Beachview would do it. Angela, you want to massage my calves?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'd hurt you, honey. No.
How you vibing this morning, Angela? You feeling good?
Well, I feel good, but I don't think, you know, it matters what quarterback. I mean, maybe Fields would be better. We don't know if he's going to be running for his life. I still say that position, flexibility, philosophy can possibly come and bite us in the rear end. Same thing with the other side, with the D-line. Okay, you got old Cam, you got a Hammenegger or Montrevious Adams, and we don't know if Benton is going to have the sophomore jinx, plus the way they game plan for their middle linebackers. It begins in the trenches. That's more important to me.
Angela, let me ask you this. When you pour your morning coffee and it gets about halfway up, is that half empty or half full?
Oh, half full.
See, where's the optimism then, Angela? You're talking about Montrevious Adams. Who cares? You got Cam Hayward. He's healthy for game one. You got T.J. Watt, the best non-quarterback on the play. The defense will be fine, Angela. Don't you worry about that defense.
Thank you, dear. I'll try to keep my fingers crossed.
All right, but not too hard. And let's get over here for that calf massage.
Oh, no.
If it were anybody but Angela, I would not be asking them to massage my calf. I don't know them that way.
Right.
She would hurt me.
Oh, she would crush you.
You just tell.
Just crush you.
See, I'm not worried about the defense at all. Even slot corner. Like, I just think you can make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
I am worried about the offensive line. Like, if Angela called up and said, doesn't matter which quarterback starts because they're going to get killed, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think you make a reasonable argument for that. But the defense, I think, is going to be great. And I think particularly in a game one, where the defense generally ahead of the offense, I think they're going to be really good.
Me too. I think T.J. Watt's just going to be a madman.
2.5 sacks, over under.
Well, we might do that later.
Oh, good. We'll save it then. Put a pin in that.
Mm-hmm.
I am interested to see how Kirk plays. He said yesterday in the conference call he did with the Pittsburgh media that he wants to get popped and he wants to taste blood in his mouth.
Oh.
All I got to say, buddy, is you and I, A, built different. B, be careful what you ask for.
All right. Yeah, you're going to. You're going to feel it.
You're
going to
get hit. He hadn't been hit since the Achilles went bye-bye. Now, I could see, yeah, you do want to feel like you're in it now. But if you want the taste of blood, here's a promise. You're going to get it. It's coming.
He didn't play at all the preseason, right?
Nope.
Hmm.
And you have practice. It's just, it can't be the same. It can't be the same. Now, you
New
say
offense.
That. Yep, there's that too. Like, I don't think you're going to get your best Kirk Cousins early in this game. Now, I think the Steelers, regardless of who the quarterback is, because Atlanta's got some offensive weapons, I think you want to run the ball, control the clock, not let Kirk get into a rhythm. Because when he does, he can be a very good quarterback. But I don't think he's going to be throwing darts early, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
We got time for David in Bethel Park. Hi, David.
Hey, guys. How's it going? First and foremost, love the show.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Not a problem. First and foremost, with this game, if Fields starts, I think that Russ should be the backup. I think Fields will do well in this game, all because it's the first game of the season. You're going to get those mishaps from both teams. But I think the defense is going to get at least two turnovers, with one of them being a score. If Russ starts, I truly believe that you need to sprinkle a heavy dose of Fields in that mix. And I truly believe that with Russ starting, you're looking at probably a 28-17 victory. If Fields starts, you're looking at probably about a 24-10 victory.
David, good stuff, man. Thanks for
like
the call.
It. Like it.
I want to expand on something that he brought up there. Like, we've talked about the idea of a Justin Fields package ad nauseum since they've had both these quarterbacks in here. All right, if Russ is fairly limited but still is the starter, do you mix more Justin Fields in? I say we get to that when we come back. Also, we got our first look at the 2024 Baltimore Ravens last night. How do we feel the Steelers stack up? Plus your calls at 412-928-9370. This Football Friday coverage on The Fan presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Ravens played last night. They lost because likely has long toenails. We'll get into the Ravens in a moment. But our last caller, I think it was Derek at 412-928-9370. He said, okay, if Russ isn't 100% but still starts, do you see more Justin Fields than you would have? And I think the answer to that's probably yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if Russ is good enough to go, but you still feel like he can't move around, you might be looking to jumpstart the offense a time or two. I could see Justin Fields, if he was going to play four or five plays before, maybe he plays eight or nine, or heck, if he has success, you could maybe run with it after that. I do think you'll see more Fields in this game now.
Yeah, but I wonder if they've been preparing for that. The Steelers, like I know that Atlanta's been preparing for that since Mike Tomlin spoke a couple days ago, but I wonder if he's gotten those reps in practice, and I wonder if that's needed for seeing how much he did play in the preseason. It does change whenever the preseason's over. You make your final cuts, you have your final roster, and then you have your game plan in for your first game, your second game, your third game. I wonder how much he's been participating with the first team this week. Because today, I mean, you're in helmets, you know, it's just like a jog through. It's really just, you know, just kind of buttoning things up. Now, do you have to go back to the drawing board and recreate practice in certain situations just because Fields has to possibly be in there a little bit more?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the good thing here is, all right, if they had four or five plays for Fields, it's not like he's a gimmick guy, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You just call the offense for him, but he's just a different quarterback, and he could provide different things. Now, maybe you're calling more read option. You should call more read option. RPO kind of stuff, get him on the edge, things of that nature. But the whole playbook should be at his disposal. Whereas a guy like Taysom Hill, I feel like you got 10, 12 plays for the guy, maybe on a weekly basis, maybe less than that, where you have to game him up for it. But for Fields, you should just have everything at the disposal. The timing does concern you,
because
mm-hmm. it's late in the week, like you're saying. If he's been folded into practice, probably not a ton.
No, because Russ needed those reps.
Right. Because Russ didn't get a lot during training camp. And while I think all of that helps the growth, the development, the readiness of Fields when he does need to go in there, it still has been a couple of weeks with him getting reps with the twos.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to take time for that to grow back. 412-928-9370. Did we learn anything about the Ravens last night that we already didn't know? Like, I feel like they missed Queen. I thought they would have used Derrick Henry more.
Yep.
I think they'll continue to miss Queen. I think they will also start to use Derrick Henry more.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of saw out of Lamar what we've seen out of Lamar. He was tremendous running the football. Threw the ball really well till the end when he missed two wide open guys. They kind of just look like the really good Ravens to me.
They look exactly like the Ravens, but I did learn about the Chiefs. The Chiefs are better.
I think they are too.
And, you know, your vital pieces to winning so many championships, which being Travis Kelce, like he participated, but he wasn't like 90 seven catches for 90 and two touchdowns, Travis Kelce. He had other guys really stepping up. I mean, Rashee Rice having a monster game, Worthy having a monster game as the rookie we talked about earlier. And their defense looked great.
It did.
Yeah. So I learned more about the Chiefs than I did the Ravens. Ravens are exactly what I expected them to be.
I agree with that. It's well said about the Chiefs, too. You got Rashee Rice, but now you got Xavier Worthy. They're going to get Hollywood Brown back at some point. Travis Kelce, like you said, basically a bystander. They put up 27 points against a very good Ravens defense. I don't know that people remember this. The Chiefs weren't putting up 27 points a lot last year. I think they averaged just over 21, like in the 22 range. That was not a good regular season offense. And they have clearly improved weapons now. Great.
Yeah, right.
It's just wonderful. The two-time defending Super Bowl champions look like they're even better than they had been. And they've got a coordinator that, even though you lose your best corner last year, he's going to figure that out.
Yep.
He's won four championships as a coordinator.
Yeah.
I didn't really ever think about it like that. Dick LeBeau to me has always been one of, if not the best DCs of all time. Spag's got to be right up there.
He's pretty close.
If not ahead. Now, is he? Did he invent something? I mean, zone blitz. I mean, you think about Dick LeBeau,
right?
But four championships, coordinating defense, pretty good. All right, what do you feel about doing odds and ends coming up next?
Let's do it.
Want to make sure we got enough time for odds and ends, and we will when we come back. Chris Carter at 8 o'clock. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We got the new helmet communication this year. Miscommunication in my helmet. We got a different style odds and ends deal going on now. 9:35 Steelers Falcons odds and ends. But Doran's got something cooked up right now.
Yeah, a little extended version, a little Western PA, PA. I mean, the teams that we all like. We'll do a little extended version here. It'll be a little college and a little bit of NFL. Let's get started, and I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. Crowley, you can go first, and I'll finish it up after Callis. All right, Penn State taking on Bowling Green. Penn State is giving 34.5 points. What do you like, Crowley?
I think Penn State wins. I think Penn State covers. I think Aller has a great game. And then when they pull Aller, they got that Prabula kid who was running all over West Virginia's defense. Their backup very good. They're going to put up 60 points in this game. I like Penn State.
Cows?
Yeah, that's about it. That summarizes it.
Awesome.
Yeah, Penn State was really good in person, though, for real. Like, all joking aside.
They fly the frig around, man.
Yep.
On both sides of the ball, they just got dudes.
Yeah.
This was the class they've been waiting for. That 2024 class, they're really good, yeah.
Yep. Penn State's going to easily cover against Bowling Green. West Virginia, we didn't have a line on this game, so we just created a line. West Virginia's taking on Albany, the Fighting Greg Gattuso's.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, you know, he was a coach at Pitt when I was there. He's a Seton LaSalle guy, went to Penn State. So he has a good team there, though, you know, for the level of playing that they play. They have a very good team. He's a good head coach. West Virginia giving 40.5 points.
West Virginia's ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
Is everything coming out of the old Pushgar Center, Doran? They did not play well. Penn State's great. You take nothing away from them. I think West Virginia absolutely rolls in this game, 55-7.
I don't think they're that good. So I'm going to say they win, but they don't cover.
I agree. I don't think they put up that many points, but I think it's a significant win, which it should be, especially after the loss you just had. Just like Crowley said, they're ticked off, but I don't think that they have a gap of at least 40 points. 41 points in the game against Albany. All right, my Pitt Panthers, they take on Cincinnati. Cincinnati's given 2.5 points to Pitt. What do you like?
Wait, that's the line now?
2.5.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I think Pitt wins the game outright.
Yep.
I think Pitt wins maybe by 10 points. I don't believe in this Cincinnati team at all. If their best player could play the entire game, Dante Corleone, one of the best defenders in college football, I think it might be different because I do have some concerns about the Pitt offensive line. He's not going to play that much. I think Pitt wins going away by 10.
I agree. They'll cover that easily.
I think you guys know where I stand here with Pitt. Obviously, I think that they're going to win. But here's another little extended arm of this game. The over-under 62.5. Both teams can score points, as we've seen in the first week of the season. Now, Cincinnati took on Towson, and Pitt took on Kent State. So we don't know how it's going to look tomorrow against each other. But 60.5 points, what do you like over-under?
Slightly
62.5. Sorry, 62.5.
I'm going slightly under. I think Pitt puts up around 35. I think Cincinnati puts up in the mid-20s, so it'll be right around that 60 number. I'll go slightly under.
I'll say over. I feel this one's going to be offensive.
I think it's going to go over, too. I think it's in a 30. It's going to be a closer game. I think Pitt does win, but both teams are going to score 30-plus points. All right, here's a little extra one that I think that we're all going to be paying attention to, and I think everybody in the country is going to be paying attention to throughout the season. Colorado plays tomorrow night against Nebraska at Nebraska. Colorado's getting 7.5 points. We've all seen them play against North Dakota State, saw how that game went down. How you feeling? I know that Matt Rhule has that whole entire Lincoln, Nebraska town all jacked up and ready to go.
I think Matt Rhule is one of the very best college coaches in the country, and I do not feel that way about our guy, Deion Sanders. I think they got top-end talent for days. Colorado, I don't think they have the depth. I think it's close for a while. I think Nebraska pulls away late, wins by 2 scores.
Yeah. I don't like Colorado. That's all I know.
I think it's a close game. I think Nebraska wins, but I think Colorado does cover. I think they do cover. Okay, headed to the NFL. Bengals are giving 8.5 points to the Patriots.
I think since he wins, I think New England covers. I think Jacoby Brissett's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Not a great quarterback. He's not going to make mistakes. It's the first game. Since he hasn't played their guys, I think since he wins, but maybe by 3.
I think the Patriots are ultra weak, and I'm going to say that the Patriots do not cover.
I'm with you, Crowley. I think that the Patriots cover in this game, but the Bengals win by 3 points. I'm right there with you. Okay, last game, Browns and Cowboys. The Browns are giving 2.5 to the Cowboys.
If it were in Dallas, I would pick Dallas. Cleveland's defense, a different animal at home last year. That place is going to be absolutely jumping. Cowboys don't come to town often. There's a ton of expectations for Cleveland. I think Cleveland wins. I think Cleveland wins actually fairly significantly, because that offense for Dallas wasn't the same away from Jerry World. The Cleveland defense, great in front of the dog pound. I'm going Brownies. Woof, woof, unfortunately.
Ah, but you forget that Dak Prescott is the quarterback of the Cowboys, and he's leading the charge, and he could be a Steeler one day, right? I say the Cowboys are going to win.
I'm with you, Callis. I think the Cowboys outright win in Cleveland. There's your extended version of Odds and Ends.
Coming back at 9:35 for Steelers-Falcons prop bets, and then Sunday's game ball is on Friday. We'll talk about the players to watch for the Steelers if they win the game. Who's going to be the story when we come back on Monday? But coming up next, we've got Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We'll see if a guy who covers the team on a daily basis, how he is viewing this Steelers quarterback conundrum. But first, let me tell you about Fan Weather. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high at 87.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.